Welcome to the after show. Since it's a Friday, I have a feeling it's going to be a quick one.
Who's ready to party?
Don't tell the bosses.
So.
This sounds serious, but I know it's not.
It's not. I want to talk to Nikki about her pet.
Oh.
Now the Nikki does. Oh wait, your husband, your new family. Part of it is a dog, right?
Yes, Striker.
Do you know what sign your dog is?
No.
Oh, it's too bad because someone came out with, and they're serious about this. What your pet's astrological sign says about that pet.
Oh my goodness, I'm gonna have to find out.
Yeah. Well, trust me, this is a dumb. You know, we've done some stupid things over the years.
This is pretty dumb.
The stupidest one.
Did you do Pisces yet?
Pisces. Let me find Pisces.
If your dog is a Pisces, your dog was born between February 19th and March 20th.
Okay. Pisces dogs are very much in touch with their emotions.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. Let's do Aries. They're always active and on the move.
Oh.
See, you know, it's different than Pisces because I don't think Pisces dogs are active and on the move.
No, I don't think so.
Leo dogs are natural born leaders.
Really?
But Libra dogs are gentle, sensitive, and intuitive, and they love to cuddle.
Oh, that must be Boss Dog. Boss Dog loves to cuddle. Every time I get anywhere, he jumps up and wants to lay with me or Nate or Jason or even crazy grandma.
And no dogs do that. It's amazing.
I know, right? It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, being a new dog mom, this being part of my thing, I got the lovely, lovely experience of those lick spots.
Oh, yeah.
Where they start licking themselves raw.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What did you do for
it? Cats don't do this, guys. Cats do not lick themselves raw.
They just clean themselves.
Yeah.
I don't know why dogs do it. I think it's because they can.
Oh, it's so frustrating.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Striker did it and took him to the vet. Of course, they think, you know, got a cut or something.
Oh,
and then he was
okay.
Licking it, and then it got infected, and now he just likes licking it. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, you want to have... Well, hey, I can't blame a guy.
He does that.
Striker is a boy, right?
All
I'm guessing by the name, Striker. So does Boss. Yes, it's quite annoying, actually.
So disturbing, Red Rocket.
It's very. Oh. Just stop it.
So you want to have fun with a dog? You know, they have little doggy boots that you put on their paws.
Oh, they hate those.
Oh, God, it's the funniest. You got to videotape it, though. It's the funniest thing in the world. It's hilarious. Because my daughter lives in Denver, and when it gets very, very hot in the summertime, and so she tried the boots on because she didn't want her dog to get his pads burned. It was hilarious. They look like those equestrian horses that are do the whatever those things
yes,
with those marches.
Oh, yes.
It's like, what is this? Get me out of this. It's hilarious.
So hilarious. Funny.
Oh, by the way, I was reading an Olympic story on the news. It was the equestrian competition. I said, and dressage is today. And I was quickly corrected in my
dressage.
Dressage, Nikki. Dressage.
You don't know your equestrian terms.
I feel bad for the horse because he does all the work, yet the person gets the medal. I mean,
the people have to train the horse.
I know.
The horse doesn't go in knowing that.
I know. But
okay, so December. What's December dog?
Oh, December
I just texted my husband.
All right, hold on.
What date in December?
December 2017. He didn't give me a date, so let's just guess.
But we'll do two. We'll do Sagittarius. They're very curious and love to explore.
True.
Or Capricorn. They're loyal and extremely protective.
Both.
He's
like
amazing.
Every dog.
He must be on the cusp, like every other dog is on the cusp.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's Tay-Tay, too. She's a golden. What's yours, a Labrador Retriever?
So he's an English lab.
Hmm.
English lab. They have the bigger head, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he's. Do you call it white or yellow? He's like a beige color.
Let's go with yellow.
Yeah, yellow. Okay. Most usually called yellow, unless they're white.
He's pretty darn white, but I don't know what.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'm a cat
usually
person.
Yellow.
I think I love dogs. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to have a dog right now, but I don't have any kids because they're both grown and gone. And
your dog would become your child.
Right, and if I want to get up and go someplace, I want to get up and go.
Get a little dog. You can take it with you everywhere.
That's not a dog.
Baby.
That's a cat.
That is a dog.
No.
I want a little dog. I could take with me everywhere. My friend has
A French bulldog.
Oh, they're the ugliest things in the world.
They are the cutest things in the world.
So cute.
Them and pugs.
I love pugs.
Pugs are our favorite.
Yeah, come on.
Are you crazy?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Especially with their...
Yes.
They can't breathe.
I love that they drool all over the place. There's evolution. That's proof of evolution. That one has not fully evolved yet.
I love
another 100
pug
years, that dog
so
could be
much.
Perfect, you know?
Well, Chrissy and I... Doug the Pug was very popular a few years
ago. Yes.
Chrissy and I loved Doug the Pug so much, we'd send each other pictures of Doug the Pug.
We loved the Pug.
Oh, my gosh. He's so cute.
Yeah, so cute. I'm going to get you one, and you can't take it back.
Oh,
I'm going to get you a little toy dog.
No.
A little teacup dog.
I'll just leave it somewhere.
Can you imagine? Give him Tony a purse to put it in.
Yeah, he'd have a little purse. I love it. Or no, a backpack.
Right. Yes, a backpack and a stroller for the dog.
I'll get a Merce.
Yes, a Merce.
Yes.
Are we done with the dogs?
Yeah, done with the dogs.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I suppose.
All right.
I suppose.
Okay. So what else, Christy? What'd you have?
No, I just, you know, we're a month away from back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go on this morning and print out, you know, the supply list and the calendar because they have dates. Have you done any of the back to school shopping yet, Nikki?
I haven't even thought about it.
Do you have to do that?
She may not.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, you know.
We got to do some.
I mean, the kids.
Usually separate households, Nikki, if you have a mom in one and a dad in the other like yourself,
they split.
Yeah, they split the cost. They split the expenses and they divide and conquer. However, sometimes the mom takes care of everything.
Yeah.
Like in a lot of households. And then you're just responsible for half the cost. So you could get, you know, that, but you don't know.
I don't know. Sure. All I know is I probably need to go figure that out now.
Yeah.
Or you could ask your husband and go, I don't know.
He's pretty good about all that.
Is he? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he's on top of things.
Oh, that's good. Well, my friend Fancy Pants, I talked to her last night. And I'm like, oh, I got to go back to school shopping. She goes, oh, you didn't do that yet?
Wow,
She's on top of
it. I went, what? She goes, oh, yeah, as soon as I got the list. I said, that was at like the end of the school year we got the list.
There's always that person.
And I went shopping that day. She goes, I have to She goes, I'm busy. I have to get that stuff. Just check it right off.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know who those people are, but apparently I know one now.
Well, my wife was one of them. But don't forget, my wife's a teacher. So, you know, she'd take care of that stuff, you know,
Couldn't believe it. Yeah. It made me feel like a failure. I'm like, I'm a month away and I'm looking. I just printed the list.
You're not going to get the good stuff because that's all gone. You're going to have to.
Oh, stop
you're
it.
You're going to have to get the second best stuff.
I will get the good stuff.
Yeah.
I just ordered Nate a visor for football because he wanted a visor. It had to be a clear visor. Of course, it's an Oakley visor.
Oh.
The kid has never been more excited about anything that came through the mail
than this visor.
He is obsessed and has been talking about it for 2 months. So I finally ordered it. $50, by the way.
Christy, you spoil that kid rotten.
I know, right? But he is so worth it.
He's going to lose it. He'll leave it on the bus.
No, it's for football. He's not taking the helmet on the bus.
Oh, it goes out. Oh, so you pay? You spend $50 for a clear visor to go over? Oh, my God.
Like the pros work. No, because it makes everything vivid. It says it helps you see the field.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Only the best for my baby.
That's right.
Goodness gracious. So you guys know I live out in the country now.
Yep.
So I go on all these back roads, and every morning I'm like, my eyes are peeled because what's going to run into the road?
Deer.
What's sitting in the road? On the way into work yesterday, there was a cat, and it did not move. I finally got up to it. I realized, oh, it's eating something. Right? It's eating some roadkill. Oh, and then going home yesterday, guess what I ran into? I didn't, thank God, run into it. Right. I stopped because... I just sent you guys the video. A turtle.
A what?
Was in a turtle.
Oh, I saw that. Yes.
I like turtles.
Oh, the.
So there's turtles sitting there. I'm like, I don't know. Being from the city, I've never seen such a thing. And so I'm like, what in the world are you doing?
I'm watching your video right
and
now.
And he was scared.
Yeah,
he was scared. So he wasn't moving. So I'm like, okay, I'm pulling over. I'm going to get this guy over to the other side of the road.
Is it a snapping turtle?
So I was scared to pick it up because I thought.
Yeah, don't pick it up.
It might, but I did, honey, because I didn't want him to get run over.
Right.
The tractors come through there.
Bitten off one of your fingers.
I was like, oh, okay. Got him to the other side of the road. That was my good deed
for
the
day. Your good deed for the day. Beautiful.
Aw, you're so sweet. But you got to be careful doing that, sister.
Yeah.
I like turtles.
Clearly.
You guys know the YouTube video, that I'm referencing?
Did your husband say anything to you about maybe this wasn't the best idea?
He's like, I'm glad it wasn't a snapping turtle.
Mm. Exactly, because every time I see a turtle and I want to help the turtle, my husband goes, no, you don't.
Right.
He gets so worried about me.
Oh, we have them in the pond, and the boys talk about, I don't want to say,
don't say
what
it.
They
yes,
want to do
yes, I already know.
Yeah.
Stop.
And I'm like, no. And they're like, do you want your toe bitten when you're out on the tube?
They can be mean, but I'm glad it wasn't, and I'm glad you saved the turtle.
I saved a turtle.
And that's why you don't swim naked. All right, that's the podcast.
Or do you? No.
Governor Cuomo likes pain, you know.
Okay.
Nikki, run.
Did you hear that part?
No.
My ears cannot take it back.
I don't want to hear it. Goodbye. That's the podcast.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Sweet.